Tape identification. This is an oral history interview with Mr. Mervyn Kemp, recorded at Churton Lee rest home on September 23, 1995. It's recorded on a Sony ECM tape recorder using a Sony clip-on microphone. The interviewer is David Young. There's a little bit of background noise of voices that maybe we picked up, and we're now on side four. Okay, so we were talking, I think, about what happened once you gave up your work with self-help.
Yes, I about the same time.
Your mother, your wife's father had a business.
Mm. And he wanted to retire, and he wanted to leave the business to me. And I had a plan by which I could afford enough shares and so on, all fair and reasonable. But the trouble was, I wasn't a tradesman. This was a toolmaker's business, and I never understand tool making. I scarcely knew what they meant.
Right.
And it was never, when I saw it, I didn't ever see it even going to other hands, selling at all. And so I accepted the offer. But in the following months, I realised I'd done a foolish thing. So what I did then, I wound that business up. It was still solvent, so that was okay. And instead of which, I transferred my status to public accountant, and I carried on as long as standard continued. I kept a place of business there and had several other clients in my public accountant, which I lived with the rest of my life. And I had many doctor friends who gave me their work willingly enough, and a few others, you know, such a dick. And at the same time, a lot of work was growing in the tower of that job. It's very poorly paid, of course.
What, being a public accountant?
Well, yes, I probably was prone to undercharge them and overcharge them.
Yes. And you were based in Tawa, were you?
No,
At this stage,
I was based at the headquarters, one of the assets owned by his business was building, and there was a cosy little office in it for one person to be quite comfortable in it. And so I occupied that, doing what work I did. Quite honestly, I didn't do very much work at all. I was working at other fields then. And that's the way it went, more or less.
Why weren't you making more money? You're too busy, were you starting to get involved in public service?
Yes, I think it was, really. I missed the chance of increasing the fees, and one thing led into another.
Yeah.
And it was sheer neglect on my part, I think. looking back, I should have made more money. But there's no doubt about that. But
do you regret that?
Oh, yes, I suppose I do.
Yeah.
But you can see that making of money was not very high on my list.
No, so you were really doing what you wanted to do.
Hmm. And I had an idea about Tara being worthwhile doing what I've
been doing.
And part of that was I wasn't regarding it as a money-making job at all. That was another mistake. See, I took on the job of Mayor of Tawa for many years below the fees I could have got for it. But one word to me and I would have been granted the fees, be they ever so small, by modern standards anyway.
Yes, very small.
And they were honest mistakes, though.
Yes, you've had an interesting life, but let's work our way through that. So, first of all, can you see in your mind's eye the tower that you and your young wife came to after the war?
Hmm.
How would you sum it up at that time?
The thought of being mayor of it never occurred to me.
No.
Not as an idea, just a struggling little community, and my thought was, oh well, we'll get that house and hopefully be able to sell our family off and then we can sell and get a better place, better suited. But I hadn't thought of going in to be mayor of anything. But the only thoughts that had occurred, the association had an annual meeting, and there was an argument on at the time. Some businessmen with others in tower, and I could raise my voice and protest something then for some reason. Wasn't very interested, but the result of speaking up, they elected me as president.
Of what, ratepayers?
Yeah, ratepayers, yes. And when they went ahead with the scheme of local government about Tower Flat being formed, a separate entity.
From the Macra riding?
Yeah. That's what they picked on to do. But when I saw what they did nothing at all about doing anything, the Macra riding just simply said, it's from such and such a day, building permits will not be issued here.
At Macra?
Mm. And
That was it?
That was it. And here am I, president of the association, and one chap came to me and said, what are you going to do now? Well, there's only one thing I could do, was to appoint Macra temporary, the right of it, until we had an alternative, but we had nobody appointed to the position or anything. We didn't employ anybody, and so we had to start out there. virtually new chum to the district. I was induced to stand, not knowing the first thing about local government or anything else.
This is 1953, is it?
Mm.
53? That you're standing? As a councillor?
First time round, anyway.
Okay. And this is the first time that Tawa existed as a separate entity?
Mm.
And you got in?
Got in one vote, two votes, I think.
Now, by this stage, your children had arrived, or your son had anyway.
Yes, he's.
And you're in this community. I was asking you before to describe it. It's probably a community in those early days best described by what it didn't have rather than by what it had. Would that be fair?
Yes.
So what, I mean, did it have any kind of focus to it at all in those days?
None whatever. And I thought more recently about comparing it with this area here.
Sheridan Park.
Sheridan Park.
Mm.
Except Sheridan Park had the right to require the subdivider to provide certain facilities such as water and sewage, whereas in our era, as they did not have it, water and sewage already here, they didn't have any right to demand it to be provided. And that made the vast difference between the two.
So, at your house, for sanitary business, did you have a long drop? And a night cart came round?
No.
How did you do it? How did you deal with that? Septic tank.
Septic tank we had. If we didn't have septic tanks, I think you must have done the long drop.
Right. So there was no one collecting it?
No collecting at all. And virtually no drainage plans or anything like that.
And no surfaces on the roads?
And
curbing, channeling, footpaths?
Nothing like that.
Any halls?
Well, some of one place very old and very.
Drear.
It was one. They bought a second hand public works camp. One stage. It was and the biggest one of all was the lack of water supply.
So everybody had their tank runoff, did they?
Hmm.
Is that all, or did some people have their own bores?
No bores, as I know you of.
No.
And some have had bigger tanks than others, certainly. And we had five tanks, I think, of ours.
Were they all on tank stands, or were they buried in the ground?
On tank stand, generally.
Yeah.
And but they had existed as a rural area, expanding in the outskirts of the city. And I suppose it all started with the big tunnel, the rail tunnel went in. Before that happened, the rail used to come out through Johnsonville.
Yes.
And wind its way around Johnsonville and take you about an hour and a half to get to the tower flat. And when the big tunnel was opened, and they cut out the long journey to tower flat, and the whole thing opened up. But the one drawback was the lack of any services there. And you couldn't do it unless you either had properly drawn up plans showing you intended to supply it, or were doing
supply what?
Supply the water supply.
Yes, yes.
Or if it didn't, in other words, you were compelled to put the supply in. And I probably haven't said that too well, but...
It's all right. So, can you recall how many people there were when you first came to Taiwa Flat?
No, that could be found out, I think.
But it was a fairly sparse little place.
Oh, very.
One school, was there?
There's no school at all.
No school either?
No.
And the, of course, nothing like placentas and kindergartens in those days.
No.
And just a couple of old churches.
Well, no churches either.
No churches here?
There was one old one.
Yeah.
It's since been pulled down.
Right.
I'm not even sure. It was an active service, anyway.
Oh, I see.
Everything was on a decline. There was no shopping centre or shops. A supermarket, how they live it, I don't know.
So how these people wouldn't have had cars after all that lived out here?
No, well...
A lot of them?
They... In the first place, they, before the motorway, they relied on the old road down to...
The old military road?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it would be a colossal snarl up if that's all that remained here now. You can't conceive what it would be like. And... everything had to be attended to, all wanting it at the time. Well, we found we couldn't afford to do it all at a time because we only had the rates as the only source of income we had.
Yes.
And there's a limit to which you can go, and we were up near the limit easily. I've forgotten now what the limit is, the legal limit that is. In any case, it's probably changed since my day.
Yes.
But bless the fact we had to watch the impact of rating anyway, because they wanted to apply was do things for ourselves and we save rates. Well, it almost became an impossibility doing both things.
Yes.
And but anyone would be wrong to say we had a sweet and easy way. We had tough going every step of the way. Just disabusing people would, you know, if they saw the rates rising very high, they could have easily risen high if we hadn't taken steps to, you might say, hold back. And that's it, where you had to use a lot of sense.
Just before you come into your period of writing and administration, what could you sum up the spirit of the place when you got out here?
Well, there obviously had been spirits that wanted to break away because somebody had made application some time before, some years ago, and but they had suspended it for the course of the war. And so it lay suspended, the application.
This is to create a new community?
Yes.
Of Tower Flat. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't entirely that Tower Flat alone.
No.
It was Porirua and Tower Flat.
Yes, okay.
And that's a point I'll probably need to mention anyway later.
Yes.
But no one is pushing it at all. Those buildings seem through the nail.
Yes.
Apart from being modernised a bit, they will be the same buildings there when he came here in the first place. They certainly modernised them a bit, but all that part was capable of development today, it is too, except it's wasn't found desirable to develop land, but some people a bit more, if they had a bit more money to spend, they might have looked for land as well as other. But somehow a bit like Johnsonville, they got themselves in a hole which they're just quite happy to exist there.
Financially? Big debts?
No, they didn't have any big debts. If the lack of big debts, probably.
They hadn't really got on with their lives at all.
Essentially, they knew they'd have to have those big debts if they didn't have a penny.
Yes.
And they weren't prepared to spend it.
I see. So they're sitting tight.
Hmm.
Now, just tell us, you came into local government almost by accident, is the way you've put it. Now, within a very short space of time, I think within about 18 months or 2 years, I think you were... maybe it was 3 years, you became a deputy mayor almost immediately, didn't you? Once you were voted on?
No, I didn't become deputy mayor for some time.
Mm-hmm.
George Turkington came along. He was on the Macra County.
Yes.
And on the assumption that he knew something about local government, they automatically appointed him chairman of it.
Chairman of?
The Tower Flat Town Board, they called it.
That's what it was called.
Hmm.
That was the first time it was constituted. He was the chairman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, because that's the first mistake they made.
Because of his association with Macra?
Well, he was a good, honest chap. And I won't criticise him in the book at all. But it didn't have a clue about forward thinking and planning and all that kind of thing. And I don't think anyone else did either. There was no sign of any, except land subdivision was fairly, when they could get going, it moved fairly quickly. But land subdivision didn't create any new land. It only utilised existing land.
Yes.
And that was probably the main trouble. No one was putting fresh money in, or fresh resources of any kind. And yet nothing could really be done until something fresh was done. You could not, almost by law, have septic tanks any much longer.
That's right.
So what they'd have to do if they kept on the subdivision rate and didn't make provision for septic tank, I don't know. It would have been chaotic. One section saying you can't do it, another one saying, well, what are we going to do? Are you going to have a nice soil collection and what have you? That was a sort of key question some people would be thinking about anyway. Again, of course, the land was comparatively cheap when it was first let loose. And a race started then of some people trying to get their community made and operating by some other means. I never found what means they were, so I don't know now. But you are right in describing it as a little sleepy place. It, you'd say, what's that name of that place? And someone might say, well, like some people call it Tava Flat, or they might call it something else. I don't know whether you knew Johnsonville in that era at all, did you?
No, not really.
So that was very much the same.
Yes.
It's been neglected completely by developers. And you can see signs of it now at Johnsonville. Johnsonville, old town part, I'll show you roads there. The same roads were in existence 100 years ago. No work had been done on them at all. No one's complained. They built the houses around them, and so you could argue, if people aren't complaining, why do anything?
Yes. What was your philosophy was more than that, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
What, could you sum up your philosophy at that time?
Well, I want to make Tower into a very desirable suburb, and make it a place you'd be proud of living in.
Yes.
And everything would be ideal. But these ideas only grew in me. As time went on, I didn't have visions of any planning or anything to start with. It's always like a dream, I suppose. And when I thought of what size of the job it almost seemed impossible how I could do anything. And I think I started thinking then that I'd only do it by getting strict financial control.
Yes.
And didn't always employ the same tactics, you know, either.
The same what?
Same tactics.
No. You had to be flexible.
Well, I think you had to be flexible.
But there must have been some principles that you adopted.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of it was to do with self-help, wasn't it? To encourage the community to develop its own facilities.
We were fortunate enough there that the spirit was alive of the do-it-yourself.